as a nation looks forward from yesterday's election. Paul Sweeney and I have done exorbitant research and know that the one to talk to is Gregory Giroux on the 435 congressional districts across 3,143 counties in America. Greg, we've got such respect for your study. Which county, which congressional district should we focus on this Wednesday morning?
Wow. Well, there are actually more than five dozen congressional districts that have yet to be called by the Associated Press, believe it or not. Part of that is, you know, some states like California have very protracted vote counts, a lot of ballots still left to be counted, and we still have a lot of close races. I think the one district I'm watching most closely is whether Sean Patrick Maloney in the Hudson Valley, the 17th District of New York, mostly in Rockland and Westchester counties, he is trailing in his race against Republican Assemblyman Mike Lawler, and that he's the chairman of the House Democratic Campaign Committee. And that DCCC chairman, as we like to say in D.C., has lost a re-election since 1980.
What?
See, Greg has this information, Tom, this context that we
have. We can't compete.
I know.
Is that about the Democrat failure, or did the Republican run a campaign unlike so many Trump candidates who struggled?
It may have been a mix of things. Maloney was he kind of irked some Democrats when he decided to run in a redrawn district that kind of forced out another Democratic member of Congress. And this district that Maloney may well lose is mostly new to him, even though it was a little bit more Democratic than the district he currently represents. And you know, even though Lee Zeldin lost the governor's race to Kathy Hochul, he ran pretty close to her. And I'm going to look under the hood at these numbers when we get them. But that district was probably very politically competitive in that governor's race.
Hey, Greg, it looks like one of the big winners from last night is Florida Governor Ron DeSantis. What's your takeaway there for what we learned in Florida?
I mean, that was a big early body blow for Democrats, even though they're really holding their own in most of the rest of the country. I mean, that the U.S. House races are very close, but early in the evening, I mean, DeSantis was crushing Charlie Crist. Marco Rubio won easily. DeSantis is going to win by about 20 percentage points, which is pretty stunning for a state that not long ago was a swing state. And DeSantis signed into law a congressional map that is going to elect Republicans in 20 of 28 districts. Republicans have 16 districts now, so that Republicans only needed a net gain of five seats to win a majority. They're going to get four just out of Florida.
Well, this is important. The study of gerrymandering, which you're expert at, Greg, did the redistricting lines affect what we hope to see, say, 2 days from now when we get the results all in? Or is gerrymandering just part of our process and we shouldn't stress about it?
Well, it's certainly part of the process, but it's also clear to the first part of your question that it did play a very big role in these results. I mean, we can look at a number of factors that, you know, explain why a race was so close. But here's the thing. The Republicans, and I expect them to hold the House majority barely, but they're going to get that big boost out of Florida and then also in New York. The Democratic legislature tried to draw a partisan map to favor their party. That was struck down as an unconstitutional gerrymander, and a court implemented a plan that was less favorable to the Democrats than the map that they would have wanted from their Democratic legislature. And that's going to be a contributing factor to Republicans winning the majority, even though it will be very, very slim.
Greg, President Trump, he wakes up this morning in Mar-a-Lago. What do you think his takeaways are from what we know so far?
Well, he took some losses in those elections, especially now that the Pennsylvania Senate race is over. John Fetterman beating his choice for the Senate, Dr. Mehmet Oz. Trump campaigned heavily in Pennsylvania, one of his favorite states to campaign, and he did get, J.D. Vance did win the Senate election in Ohio, which was a win for Trump. But he took ex-president took some losses last night, most notably in Pennsylvania.
One final question, Greg, and that is the single statistic I saw this morning from the Associated Press exit poll Florida, where DeSantis got 52% of the Latino vote. Sort of a blended number I saw was 35%. Do you suggest that the Latino vote could move marginally from a 35-ish% Republican into the 40 level, into 45, and on to what DeSantis achieved?
It very well could. In Florida, the Latino population is more Cuban-American than in other areas of the country. But we even saw in the southern Texas that Latinos who were very heavily Democratic have drifted toward the Republicans. It's those two areas of the country that are very worrisome for Democrats, and that's South Florida and South Texas. I mean, the first thing I saw on election night was about 7.05 p.m., the Miami-Dade County vote. DeSantis was winning Miami-Dade County. In 2016, Trump lost Miami-Dade by 30 points, even though he still won Florida. Wow. It's amazing how much that county has changed.
This is just great. Greg Giroux, thank you so much. I'm sure we'll talk to you in the coming days.